This CSM14 candidate interview is part of a larger series. You can find interviews with many other candidates at talkinginstations.com. This interview of candidate Enveri Vestigo, a member of Odin's Call, begins as Karate Magic asks Enveri to tell us a little bit about himself.
Hello, and welcome to Talking in Stations CSM interview. This is Karate Magic, and I'm here with Enveri Vestigo here, a CSM14 candidate. Enveri, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. And I understand for our listeners that you are feeling a little bit under the weather. So if there's some if there's some silence on air, it's because Enveri is being polite and coughing off of his microphone.
I presumed you guys didn't want to hear that.
You never know. So, Enveri, why don't you tell everybody and myself a little bit about yourself?
Alrighty. Well, I'll start from the beginning. So, about 6 years ago, I started playing EVE Online at the ripe old age of 13 years old. And I decided, and I kind of played EVE on and off for a bit, but it was at this point where I decided to go all the way. I decided to take my old corp, my single-man corp that I formed, and go out and join NullSec. And I poked around for a bit, looking for a different alliance, and I finally found one that sounded interesting, that sounded like something I wanted to be a part of. And that was PB Freeport Republic. It's kind of an older alliance that's sadly not around too much anymore after everything that happened, but their big goal was to have a single station, back when stations were a thing, and let it be a freeport, and have a bastion of content in NullSec. And I really like that way of thinking. I like that style of thinking. Be a content creator and create the content that you want to see in the game. And that's what that alliance was focused around, creating content in NullSec where there wasn't as much content as there could have been. And I flew with them for quite a long time, and even now, I am still flying with a lot of old friends from those days. And eventually, my alliance moved on to join the Phoenix Federation, FCON. A lot of people feel very strongly about FCON in their Phoenix Federation days. They think that they weren't as good as they could have been. And I personally had a lot of fun there. For me, being a part of PFED and being on the FC team like I was, it helped me learn a lot about myself, a lot about EVE Online, and truly better myself in terms of FCing. And all of that essentially culminated to all of the experiences that I was able to learn about, and I pushed that towards the AT. When I ended up leaving and joining Tri a couple years later in 2018, 2017. And being at Tri, being on the FC team, I wasn't as active as I could have been, but I asked around and realized that that year we weren't going to be forming an AT team. And I did participate in the AT the previous year with Asteria Concord, which was the reformed BB Fuel Republic. And I really enjoyed it. I wasn't a very good pilot, I'm going to be honest, I was pretty bad, but I really enjoyed being in such a competitive environment where every little decision matters. And so I asked the FC team, I asked my direct superiors, and they said I could do it. They said I could captain the AT team, but I had one rule, and the only rule was that I couldn't embarrass Tri. And so I said, okay, I think I can do that. And so we did a lot of work. We put in a lot of hours to make sure that we were ship-shape and ready to go. And then finally, our first match, which was against Test Alliance, who we were in a very bitter war against. We went 100-0. And I still remember that, and I still remember how great that felt. Coming out of that match, 100-0-ing Test, and it was phenomenal. And that was just a feeling that I want everybody in EVE to be able to feel, and just to be able to achieve so much in a competitive environment like that. And then soon, we did extremely well in that Alliance tournament, ended up getting third place. But still, I don't think anything felt as good as getting that very first win with my team. And that was just phenomenal. And then moving on, after a try, I got burnt out a little bit after leading the AT team and decided to leave for some old friends and leave for Wormhole Space as well. And eventually, I found myself in Odin's Call in a C2 NullSec static. And I'm getting a hang of the ropes here, but I'm really enjoying it. I think wormholes are one of the last bastions of small game content that we can find in EVE, and every step needs to be taken to preserve that. Because I think it's extremely important to have that available and have it, I guess, open for all individuals to participate in, both wormholes and small game warfare. And that essentially leads me to where I am now, because I feel Eve is, while it's a great game, it's heading in a bad direction. And I feel if something isn't done soon, it will stagnate to the point to where a lot of the content is going to be meaningless. And what little meaningless content there is, there won't be very much of it. And that's why I'm here running for CSM, to do my best to essentially make Eve into the great game it once was.
All right, thanks so much for that. So, first question I want to ask you is, what do you see the CSM's role is in how it interacts with both EVE Online and CCP?
Yeah, so in my opinion, or what it truly is, the CSM's role is to act as a focus group for CCP to truly address the problems in EVE right now and to see if those solutions will truly work. And for me, something that I want to do is I want to take these issues that I currently see in EVE and go to CCP with these solutions and tell them this is the issue in EVE right now. We see an issue with XYZ, and I think we can solve it with ABC. And I want that conversation to happen because I don't want these issues to get ignored because of how important they are in the current meta.
Got it. And can we turn back to your introduction? And you used a word that was really interesting that I want to focus in on real quick, which is the word meaningless. And, you know, there's obviously a lot happening in EVE right now, and there kind of always will be. But you seem to have a specific meaning in mind for meaningless. And could you tell me a little bit more about that?
So, of course. So, I think when I say meaningless content, I mean wars that are happening but achieve nothing. As in both sides, they start and end in the exact same place because there's nothing incentivizing them to truly go all out and take over the enemy sandcastle. One, because there's no incentive to kill citadels, and two, with how hard they are to kill, and finally, with how easy they are to spam. Like most recently, we can see Test pulling out of the war with Test Fire Coalition against Winterco. Test essentially pulled out most of their people because they got burnt out already and they're barely a month in. And that is fully because of how there is little incentive to kill these citadels and how hard they are to kill. They were just getting blueballed time and time again, and it just wasn't fun for anybody. Or if they were to kill a fleet, if they were to become ISK positive, then that entire fleet would be completely replaced by the next day, or even hell, in the next couple of hours, because of how strong the economic backbones are of most null blocks.
So what do you think the ideal state of NullSec is, since we're talking about NullSec in particular, and you obviously have a lot of thoughts on many different areas of space, but since we're honing in primarily on a NullSec war right now, tell me a little bit more about your vision of NullSec.
So the NullSec that I'm hoping for, the NullSec that I remember, are where instead of having two or three big blocks, we have hundreds of small alliances. Back in 2016 when I played, my alliance was one of those small alliances. And I remember those days, I might be looking back with a little bit of rose-tinted glasses, mind you, but I remember those days as good days of EVE, as it was fun flying with those small alliances. However, now, everyone is forced to join the umbrella of another larger block, and I don't want that to be happening. And I think the way we can address that is to truly make small gang warfare a lot stronger in the current meta. And by nerfing the power projection and the power of citadels in 2019.
Sure. So let's dive into power projection, because obviously it has several components. So why don't you just tell me a little bit about what you mean by power projection and what you think can be done about it.
Alrighty. So power projection for me is the ability for a block, for a group, to project the power over a region or several regions. And what we see right now is a single group, in this case, let's look at Test Alliance, for example, are able to control several different regions with both their own alliance and their coalition. And that itself, I think, is too strong. And we can see that a lot through, one, the power of Ansiblix jump gates, which I think were an incredibly strong change in EVE. They have no fatigue, and they can link to almost any system you'd like. And they're extremely strong for what they are. and they need to be looked at, and they need to have nerfs applied to them in order to truly stop that power projection that we're currently seeing. And we can say the same thing about Citadels.
Okay, and so another part of power projection is obviously the ability to replace ships that are lost, the ability to have a stockpile, have resources wherever you're building these ships, wherever these you know fleets are coming from. I know you have some thoughts as well about this and about this part of power projection. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. So right now we can see, like I said earlier, with these larger groups, they're able to replace an entire dread bomb in a day. We've seen the economic reports tick higher and higher with goons, for example, just making trillions upon trillions of ISK in a single month. And we know they, for example, they have the coffers to truly fight they have the coffers to truly replace an entire fleet with just the snap of a finger, and it's meaningless to them. And I think the best way to address that is to address the waste they're getting ISK and address the source. Not by necessarily nerfing the sites or nerfing Rorquals or nerfing Oramind, for example, but instead by adding more buffs to small gang, giving smaller groups the ability to fight these larger groups on their own terms. Because I know when I roam in Delve, when I roam in Impasse, I tackle a VNI, and all of a sudden, it lights a Sino, and I get dropped on by 20 supers. Or earlier, I once tackled Dominix with my Dremel, and he dropped a Revenant on me. Very sad time for my Dremel, and it will live on forever in my heart. But I don't think the ability to project super caps and drop them instantly, or entire cap leech instantly, is good for the game. It makes it incredibly hard for these smaller groups to truly thrive and make things happen in hostile space, which is why a lot of my changes and a lot of changes that I want to make happen are focused around Sinos and power projection, because right now Sinos are incredibly powerful with zero counterplay in the current meta outside of get more friends.
Sure. You know, why don't you jump into a little bit of your... or a few of your ideas on specifics around balance and these, you know, power projection and capital escalations and small gangs, because I know you do have a lot of ideas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think the two best ways to address power projection are to address two issues. We can look at Sinos and Citadels. I'm going to start with Sinos. So right now, Sinos are an instant module that you can smash that and instantly an entire cap that can jump to you with no repercussions. There's nothing you can do to stop it as an attacker. So that's why I have a couple of ideas that we can look at in order to solve this issue. We can give Sinos a spool-up timer. We can remove the anchoring period from mobile Sino inhibitors. We can allow mobile Sino inhibitors to turn off active Sinos. Or finally, we could create a ship class to act as a mobile Sino inhibitor, somewhat like a Hick. And I think implementing any of these issues or any of these ideas or even a combination of all of them would be the best way to stop to nerf Sinos and nerf power projection and make these groups actually form more subcap fleets and create more life in Nullsec as opposed to dropping capitals and supercaps and everything that moves. And looking at Citadels, Citadels are in a very, very strong place right now. With the ability to drop as many Citadels as you want in a single system for extremely cheaply, we can see groups are really adhering to that idea, and looking at 1DQ a parameter, we can see an incredible amount of structures that would be nearly unevictable. I know larger groups, like Test, for example, even have a Keepstar Highway that allows them to safely move supers all throughout their space. They can jump a super anywhere by chaining it through Keepstars. That is incredibly powerful and gives them a lot of ability to project a lot of power over a large region of space. And the ability to project all of that power is stagnating Nullsec. It is pushing people to join these larger groups, or else their sandcastle will get kicked down and they'll install renters. And that's another issue in Eve that should be addressed at some point, is how most of Nullsec right now is inhabited by renters, but that's a problem that's not easily addressed because there's not an easy solution to it. However, I think by nerfing power projection and nerfing Citadels by either increasing their cost, like adding incentives to killing them, or even making the reinforcement period even smaller, what we would see is larger null blocks breaking up more, and hopefully the rise of smaller groups and smaller alliances in EVE.
So a question of clarification for you, uh-huh. And you know, obviously there are many different types of EVE players, and you know, we can think that there are probably a large portion of NullSec players who agree with what you're saying and want smaller groups. How do you feel like some of these larger groups, do you feel like a lot of them are behaving this way and forming mega coalitions and basically creating these super safe areas of space? Are they doing it out of necessity, or do you think that they're doing it because they really enjoy that type of gameplay?
I mean, that's a very good question. I think it's because that's technically the right way to play EVE, right? They're playing EVE the way CCP so far has intended them to play, to get more friends, to block up and build a bigger sandcastle. And that playstyle, while enticing to a lot of people, is currently the quote-unquote correct way to play EVE according to CCP and what they've been focusing on. Because they've been adding a lot of new ideas, a lot of new structures to incentivize that type of gameplay. When we look at Keepstars, Antiplex Jump Gates, and all these new structures, they're geared towards these larger null sec groups. And I think that by continuously saying that this is the right way to play, we're making it incredibly hard for smaller groups to appear and making it incredibly and really just stagnating EVE in a really bad way.
Got it. Okay. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your NPC NullSec ideas?
Alrighty, so I think there are a couple ways we can make NPC NullSec into a better area, a better space to live in. And I think the number one way would be to add another NullSec region, or add NPC NullSec space in the drone lands, for example, to break that up a little bit and to add a place to stage out of for some smaller gangs and hostile groups for that area. And when we looking back at NPC NullSec as a whole, we can see that it's not a very populated area of space. And I think with a couple of changes, we can really make that happen. And an idea that I was bouncing around with someone else is the idea of adding Plexus. Because NPC NullSec is technically owned by NPC groups. And if we were to add Plexus akin to Faction Warfare, for example, we could add a way not only to make LP, but hopefully to add things to fight over for the players who want to live there. And by adding more content and place and things to fight over, we'd hopefully see a rise in those who live in NPC NullSec, and once again, breaking apart the bigger NullSec blocks without actually harming them, and giving to the rise of smaller groups and smaller alliances, which for me is incredibly important to do. And if we're to add also more new and more combat sites, I think that would be incredibly helpful as well. As we can see with the most recent expansion, with the Triglavian Invasion expansion, CCP is capable of making new and exciting content. And I feel like if we add sites like that to NPC NullSec, we would also see more people moving there. And then last but not least, lowering the barrier of entry for level 5s. If we're to see more people running level 5 missions in NPC NullSec, we would see more people living there, and hopefully more groups fighting for those missions and fighting and killing the mission runners, roaming around them more, and creating more content for those who live there. And I think all these ideas together would make NPC NullSec a bastion of content that is not necessarily the same thing as NullSec as a whole.
Wonderful. And, you know, on your CSM page, on the very first thing that you have is, what do I stand for? You have tournaments and community interaction. And obviously, you know, from your introduction, the Alliance tournament has been a big part of your EVE career, and you've had a great success there. Can you tell me a little bit about how you see tournaments and community interaction being healthy for EVE?
Alrighty. Yeah, I know for me, for example, competitive PvP through the Alliance tournament has truly allowed me to flourish as a pilot and learn a lot more about the game. And I wish that every single person in the EVE is able to experience something like that. But right now, with the lack of CCP support, it is incredibly hard to hold large-scale tournaments where you have where you can have a completely open entry. Because I worked at the Streamfleet Showdown Invitational, the most recent one, and I know that CCP, they backed out at the last second and said that they weren't going to give us access to the tournament tool. They couldn't. And they're making it incredibly hard for these content creators to create the content that they want to be creating. And without that TCP interaction and without that help, it is incredibly hard to create new tournaments and create more content for everybody to be involved in. And coupled with the cancellation of the AT this year, it's incredibly hard to get that scratch itched, to get that that dose of competitive PvP in EVE. And I feel that if everyone were able to truly experience it, we would see a lot more people who appreciate it, a lot more people who can say, wow, flying on the AT is really cool. I want to do that. And if we were able to do that, I think it would once again give to the rise of smaller groups and encourage people to fly with smaller groups of friends and create smaller alliances and incentivize more small gang warfare in EVE. And then looking down, an idea that I had that I want to work with on TCP on is to work with EVE University, for example, to clean up their wiki, to make it up to date and make it better than it currently is. Because right now, after CCP closed down their own wiki, all we have right now are really fan wikis. And they're not as up to date or as, I guess, good as they could be. Don't get me wrong, while EVE Unit's wiki is phenomenal and helped me learn a lot about the game, I hope that we can get it up to date to where it's perfect for everybody, to where anybody can go there and learn everything they need to know, have a central repository of knowledge, because EVE is a really deep game, and there's a lot to learn. By lowering that barrier of entry to making it easier to learn about, we would see a lot more newer players who are a lot more engaged.
So one of the things you just mentioned a few sentences ago was how EVE is a unique game. I would love to hear your thoughts on where you see EVE sitting in the current, you know, genre of MMOs and games in general, because at the end of the day, I know a lot of us take it very seriously, but it is still a game. And where you see it going and what your vision is for EVE in the larger space of video games.
Yeah, of course. So, like I said earlier, I started playing EVE in 2013, and in my opinion, it's the best MMO on the market right now. I love it. I love every part about EVE. I love it so much, I hate it. I hate to love EVE. It's great. And what makes EVE so great is how your actions have consequences. Everything you do matters. And when the things you do stop mattering, and when losses aren't permanent anymore, that's when I think EVE runs into problems. When the content starts stagnating, EVE runs into problems. And like you said, internet spaceships, they're pretty serious business. But when you can replace a Titan with the snap of your fingers, it's not serious business anymore. And I think it's incredibly important to look at EVE and look at why we love it. And we all love EVE for different reasons. I love EVE because of everything you can do, of all the content you can create, all the different choices you can make, and how it all matters. And I think by encouraging that kind of gameplay, we can see EVE being in a better place. And what I see EVE being in the future, my dream view of EVE, is having an incredible amount of players playing consecutively and being all a part of different smaller alliances, all fighting, all enjoying the game. What I see now is EVE slowly stagnating and getting to a place to where everybody's a part of one of three blocks. And being a part of a block, while it can be fun, I think it's bad for the long-term health of EVE. And it's something that we need to address by hopefully incentivizing the smaller gang kind of playstyle.
And one of the other last spaces or types of space that you mentioned that you currently play in now is wormholes. Do you have any thoughts on wormholes and where you see them and what you'd like to see more of or less of?
So currently I live in a C2 null sec static, a low class wormhole. And I think it's some of the most fun I've had in a long time. I love to personally my two favorite things in EVE are two things. I love to FC, and I love small gang. And in Wormholes, I get to do both all the goddamn time, and that's what makes it so much fun. And I think low-class Wormholes are in a nearly perfect place right now, except for the fact with the power projection and the power of null set groups makes it incredibly hard for the small gangs of these lower class Wormholes to make things happen and achieve the goals they want to achieve. And what we want to evict null set groups, but instead we want to roam, get fights, and get content. But what we see happening a lot is we see larger NullSec blocks just seeing a small group and dropping 6 carriers on them, or dropping 20 supers on 3 battleships. And while I understand that might be exciting for the super pilot, it's killing content in the long run because people don't want to go back there. They don't want to roam there anymore. And by giving buffs to small gang, by nerfing Sinos, by nerfing the ability to project power, we will see a rise in smaller groups in Wormholes and hopefully encourage more people to move into lower class Wormholes. And on the note of higher class Wormholes, I'm going to be honest, I don't have as much experience there as I wish I could. However, I do know a lot of the Wormhole community are very vocal about what they do and do not like. And being a part of Praise Bob, I do hope that I can channel those ideas to the CSM to get the important ideas addressed.
And just a quick clarification, Praise Bob is the Discord server used by a pretty large number of Wormholers, especially PvP Wormhole Corps. Well, thank you so much. I would love to hear if you have any final thoughts, if you have some things that you haven't been able to share yet about yourself as a player and how, you know, you see yourself on the CSM, or about any of the topics that we've covered tonight.
Yeah, all I can say is that I think it's incredibly important for me. One of my biggest goals is to encourage small gang gameplay. I think it's one of the best parts about EVE and one of the most important to encourage, because it gives to the rise of smaller alliances and more unique groups as opposed to just larger alliances. And by encouraging that gameplay, I think EVE will be put in a very, very good place. And I know a lot of other, some other candidates are running on this ideals. I know Stitch Kalen, for example, who has phenomenal ideas, is running on this platform as well. And that just shows how important small gang can be to the health of EVE.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here, and for everybody listening, this has been Unvary Vestigo, who is currently running for CSM 14. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.